How's it going, guys? Pass level question for internal medicine surgery 2CK, medium difficulty question for gastro for step one. 48-year-old woman comes in for a follow-up appointment. She had a cholecystectomy, appendectomy performed many years ago. Laboratory studies show elevated total bilirubin 2.4 should be generally around 1, okay, with the direct fraction being 0.1. Alkaline phosphatase elevated 400 should be 50 to 150. Amylase from the pancreas is normal. At 90 should be 30 to 110. You say, what about the lipase? I've seen NBME questions do this where they only give you the amylase. So let's just hop through. Question wants to know most likely diagnosis. Choice A, cholecystitis, wrong fucking answer. You know it's wrong because sort of hard to have inflammation of the gallbladder when you don't have a gallbladder. Right? So she had a cholecystectomy before many years ago. Cholecystitis will present like cholelithiasis, but simply a fever on top of it. So they can give you fat, 40s, female, fertile. Cholesterol stones, they can give you increased RBC turnover, sickle cell, hereditary steatosis with pigment stones, and they'll just throw a fever on top of it. And you say, well, that's just cholecystitis. Questions often won't mention Murphy's sign. In fact, I don't even think they ever mention Murphy's sign. Okay, pain in the epigastrium with palpation, with inspiration. So cholecystitis will not have an elevation. If we just go based on the labs, it's not going to have an elevation of bilirubin. The direct, of course, will not have an elevation of bilirubin and ALP 14 out of 15 times. Okay, you're gonna do an ultrasound for diagnosis. If negative or equivocal, you're gonna do a HIDA scan. Choice A, wrong fucking answer. Choice B, cholelithiasis with common bile duct obstruction, wrong fucking answer. And you know it's wrong because you don't have a gallbladder, it's that simple. Okay, you need a gallbladder to make gallstones. So, in terms of the lab values, it could make sense. You have elevation of bilirubin, elevation of ALP, that means common bile duct obstruction, and then you don't have an elevation of pancreatic enzymes. Sure, that could be cholelithiasis ordinarily, but once again, can't be a stone in the biliary tree when you don't have a gallbladder. Choice B, wrong fucking answer. Choice C, cholelithiasis blocking off the hepatopancreatic amplicate causing gallstone pancreatitis, wrong fucking answer. And you know it's wrong because pancreatic enzymes aren't elevated. Okay, so if the stone has descended to the point where you cut off the entrance of the pancreatic duct into the common bile duct, then you're going to have an elevation of amylase and lipase. Okay, and once again, you can't have cholelithiasis if you don't have a stone or if you don't have a gallbladder. Okay, so we talked about how for cholecystitis, you can do ultrasound. If negative or equivocal, do a HIDA scan. For regular common bile duct cholelithiasis, where it's not gallstone pancreatitis, you're going to do ultrasound followed by ERCP. For gallstone pancreatitis, you're going to do ultrasound followed by CT scan. Holy shit, before you do ERCP. It's on one of the new 2CK forms. Choice C, wrong fucking answer. Choice D, impingement of common bile duct, correct answer. Diagnosis, head of pancreas, adenocarcinoma. And we can eliminate to get there because choice E, primary sclerosing cholangitis, secondary to IBD, would give you charcotriad for cholangitis, which is fever, and our vitals are normal. Fever, abdominal pain, and jaundice. Okay? Doesn't have to be right upper quadrant pain. I've seen NBME just write abdo pain. Okay? We'd have fever, abdo pain, and jaundice. Well, we have jaundice, presumably. I didn't give you much of a vignette here, but you've got elevation of bilirubin, but you don't have a fever, and you don't have abdo pain, presumably. So, primary sclerosing cholangitis, you're going to do ERCP, is what I've seen as an answer on USMLE. You do ultrasound in general for these patients, but USMLE will often omit ultrasound as a step, and then they'll just have ERCP as the answer for cholangitis. Cholangitis means inflammation of the bile ducts. And then for pancreatic cancer, you're going to do CT of the abdomen straight up for diagnosis. Choice E, wrong fucking answer. You know the deal, once you make more content, if you like my stuff, scrimmage. I appreciate your time. That's it.